This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's live. He's nationwide on CBS Sports Radio. This is the Zach Gelb Show. Here's your host, Zach Gelb.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios, who understands that it's not just a mortgage, it's your mortgage. That's the difference. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. It is the Zach Gelb Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. Make sure you follow the show on social media at Twitter, at Zach Gelb, and also at CBS Sports Radio. And right now, we welcome in a friend of the show. He's a two-time Super Bowl-winning defensive coordinator. His first championship did come with the New York Giants in 2007. And last Sunday, he was able to be in the winner's circle one more time as the defensive coordinator for your Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs, and that's Spags in Steve Spagnuolo. Coach, great to have you on as always, and how are you?
Yeah, I appreciate it, Zach. How am I? You can only imagine, right? It's been great. It's just a whole different feeling in the building, and I thank God we were able to do it. I'm a blessed man, Zach.
It hasn't even been a full week, but when you start to reflect on those memories, what are the memories that stick out to you about this team, Coach?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. People ask that. You know, the one that sticks out right now is Kendall Fuller intercepting the ball at the end, and then everybody feels good, right? But the thing that sticks out about this crew all the way through is very resilient. I mean, it's pretty well documented, the three playoff games, being behind and coming back. And, you know, that was the threat of this team, and it all begins at the top. You know that, Zach. And Andy Reid is as rock solid in any situation at any time as anybody in this league. And that's one of the reasons why we were able to do what we did. And just the joy of enjoying this moment with guys that hadn't had it before. Now, look, I was blessed to have a wonderful experience in New York, but I was really, really pulling and hoping that the players, especially on defense, that had not had a Super Bowl experience, got it, and somehow, some way, we got it done.
It's so crazy. Every time you guys were down in the postseason, there was still that confidence and that belief that you guys would come back. What do you really – I know you mentioned the coaching staff and Andy Reid started at the top, but how were you guys able to do that three times in the playoffs? Because it's surprising, but then also knowing the team you guys have, it's also, like, not surprising, you know?
Yeah. You know, that all begins with the fact that we have Patrick Mahomes at quarterback. I really believe that. And I think our defensive guys – beat off of that. Look, we know everything's not going to be perfect. I've said this about the game on Sunday. It wasn't pretty defensively, but it was very gritty. And when you get behind a little bit and you know that you have Patrick Mahomes on the other side of the ball, there's always a chance you can come back. And that's what we did. And I think our guys believed that, weren't sure whether it was going to happen or not, especially, you know, again in that fourth quarter. But there was always a belief that it could happen if we just kept grinding, finding ways to stop them and get the ball back to our offense, we had a chance.
When I look back at that game, I think there were really two significant plays that really turned the momentum of the game. After Patrick Mahomes threw that second interception, your defense responded and didn't allow any points, and then clearly the third and 15 throw really did get things going. What changed in the fourth quarter with your defense when you look back at it, Coach?
Well, I think I can't remember the sequence of everything happening, but when Patrick did unfortunately throw that second interception and we were able to turn them back in three downs and get them the punt, that gave the defense certainly a little bit of confidence. I think it was shortly after that that we scored to get it to 2017. I believe that on our sideline, the minute it got to 2017, I think everybody had a feeling we were going to get that done because we knew it was just a matter of going out and stopping them at least one more time, get the ball back to Patrick and the offense and see what they could do. And that did happen, and it's really a credit, I mean, the assistant coaches on defense were terrific, and every adjustment that they made, and then the players embracing it and going out and executing it, I'm really, really proud of that whole crew.
You're exactly right, because when you guys scored that touchdown to make it 20-17, it goes to Kelce. He's running around like a maniac like he is, and we saw in the divisional round when you guys were down 24-0, he gets that first down, and he's pumping up the crowd and flexing the muscles. His energy, and hey, we know the championship performance he had on the field, and that the parade, it was a whole different story. His energy is really infectious, Coach.
Nah, he is. He's one of the wonderful guys to be around, and we've got a number of guys like that. Chris Jones is similar, and you know, Tyrann Mathieu. They enjoy. Those guys love football, and if you can get enough, I've learned this in this league, that you want to add as many guys to your 53-man roster that love football as you can, because when it's all said and done, that's what it's going to take. And it was great to see Kelce and the offense get it going, and obviously really good, great for our guys to come through at the end when we really needed them.
Super Bowl champion, defensive coordinator of the Kansas City Chiefs, Steve Spagnuolo, is my guest right now on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Jones is a heck of a player. But also, you know, you have two game changers as well with the Honey Badger, who you mentioned, and then Frank Clark, too. The seasons those two had, and the Honey Badger and Frank Clark were really something, Coach.
Really impressive, Zach. And I've mentioned this before. I'll mention it now. You know, when you put together any unit, either side of the ball, and you bring in a lot of different faces, that's a pretty good challenge. And one of the things that gets lost in this whole thing when you bring in a bunch of guys like that is, those guys are coming in, they're getting paid a little bit of money, their names are talked about. But the guys that are still, that were here the previous year, the players that were involved in that AFC championship that obviously didn't go very well, I think I would credit them just as much in this regard, Zach. They embraced the new guys. And in this league of egos and pride, that doesn't always happen. But our guys like Anthony Hitchens, Kendall Fuller, Chris Jones, Reggie Ragland, guys that were here the previous year, embraced the new faces, the new players, and it just gelled together really well, and I think them embracing it had a lot to do with it.
It also took a little while for you guys to get going on defense, but during the course of the season, I remember saying, knowing you from your time with the Giants, that just give it a little bit of time, and eventually they're going to be good enough for the postseason. I really thought like around week 11, week 12, your defense really starting to hit a stride. When did you notice the defense starting to take that next step?
Yeah, the players talk a lot, Jack, about the Denver game on Thursday night. The previous Sunday, we'd gotten beat by Tennessee, I believe, which is a tough loss in a game that we were ahead in. So we felt like the defense let the team down. And 4 days later, we're at Denver, and we end up winning. I forget what we didn't give up very many points. I know we had 9 sacks, and it was actually the game that Patrick Mahomes got hurt in.
Sure.
And we rose up, yeah, and got a win. I think they started to build confidence then. There were a couple other bumps along the way, but we hit stride probably after that Mexico game against the Chargers and just never looked back. And it was just great to watch the feeling of confidence they had, because we always felt as coaches it was there. But sometimes it just takes the players to believe in themselves and in what we're doing to have it all come out, and that's exactly what happened.
I know you and Andy Reid have been close for a long time, and you worked for him in the past. Why was it the right fit for you in Kansas City, and how did that job land for you last year when you look back at it?
Yeah, I'm just blessed that Andy had the confidence in me to bring me back here. We've had a special relationship since he hired me in 1999. I'm indebted to him for bringing me in the league, and then certainly for bringing me here to Kansas City. We've always stayed in touch. The families are close. My wife is very close to his wife, and I think we just know each other well enough. We know that we're kind of built the same way, passionate about the game of football. He allows me to do my job, which I respect a great deal, that he has enough confidence in me to let me do that. And I just kind of, we both just kind of felt it would be a good natural fit, and I'm sure glad it happened.
What happened on Sundays, we're talking to Steve Spagnuolo, is awesome for you. It's awesome for the players that overcame the adversity of a year ago. Also, the new guys that came into the locker room, too, and other coaches. But really, this was a long time coming. 21 years for Andy Reid, and he finally gets that ring as a head coach. When the confetti was falling down and you had a moment to have an embrace with him and share a hug on the field, just describe those emotions of what it did mean to you to finally see Andy get that ring as a head coach.
Special, special, Zach. And, I mean, the look on his face was priceless. You know, I had to fight my way through a bunch of people to get to him on the sideline. I had to use my best wrestling moves I could. And I didn't last long because everybody's trying to get a piece of him, and rightly so. But that was special, and then we've had moments since. And just a great man of character, integrity. Everybody, there's not a person in this league, Zach, or in the media, anybody attached with the game of football that's ever going to say a bad word about Andy Reid. And it's true. It's very true about him. I'm just glad I had a chance to, you know, have a little bit of part in what he experienced last Sunday.
How does this one compare, and how is it different to the one that you won in New York, just wondering, Coach?
Yeah, that's tough. You know, listen, that was 12 years ago, and it was special in its own right. But when you're in the moment right now and you're experiencing the euphoria of just having won one, it's hard to replace that. I'll always have those special memories and special relationships from the Giants because you're bonded for life. But that'll happen now with people here in Kansas City and all the Chiefs players and coaches. And, again, I keep going back to it. I feel blessed by our good Lord to put me here and to allow us to have this experience. I'm just a really, really fortunate, blessed man.
I hear the elation in your voice and the appreciation, too. I'm assuming it's hit you that you're a Super Bowl champion again, right? Has it sunk in fully?
That's a good question, Zach. The answer would probably be no. Now, I don't know when that moment happens. I think there are small moments where you just take a deep breath and say, wow, you know, we did it. And yet you kick right back in. I mean, we were in there today doing evaluations of the guys, get ready for the combine, et cetera, et cetera. So it doesn't end. You know, the cycle keeps going. But I think there'll be those moments. We're going to get a little time off next week. I'm going to spend it with Maria, my wife, and I'm sure we'll have that moment where it all kind of sinks in and probably shed a tear or two, I guarantee you.
And what the scary thing is for the rest of the National Football League, and it's scary good for you guys, it feels like, you know, in an odd way, even though you just won a championship and you go through a lot, that this team is really just getting started.
Yeah, I think there's something. We do have some, you know, pieces we gotta tend to. I know Brett Veach is in there today with his scouts, and they're getting ready for the combine. And every year changes. Every team's changed. You know, there's free agents that will benefit from winning a Super Bowl and possibly move on. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. That's part of being in the league. And so there'll be a challenge. Every year is, you know, all 32 teams will start out at, you know, 0-0 when we get cranked up in July, and it'll be great to get back at it again.
Steve Spagnuolo here with us. Were the 49ers the toughest team you guys faced this year?
I'll tell you what, they certainly felt like it. They kept our defense on their heels. I thought Kyle Shanahan did a great job coming out of the blocks there early in the game. And with all the weapons they have offensively, from the wideouts to the, you know, to the tight end and the pack of running backs that they have, I think that offensive line is as good as any that we played, Zach. And they run that system so well. They gave us a heck of a challenge. I'm just glad we found a way there in the second half to keep them from getting any more points and holding them to 20.
When you look at Jimmy G on tape, what type of quarterback do you see, Coach?
I've always thought highly of Jimmy G. I was fortunate. I was in New York when we brought him for the 30 visit. Sat in the cafeteria with him for about 30 minutes. I was thoroughly impressed with him as a man, a character, the intelligence. And then, you know, you go up to New England, all those guys that come out of New England look exactly like Tom Brady, don't they? they clone him up there. I think he's terrific. I think he's in the perfect system. I think San Francisco's got a bright future with him. And they'll be back again next year because they're built right.
Two plays that I want to discuss, Steve Spagnuolo, from that game. It was 1st and 10. Mostert runs for 5. This is when you guys are down by 3, I believe. And it was that 2nd and 5 play where they throw the football, gets batted down at the line of scrimmage. I think they had Kittle open where they were going to. Were you expecting them to run? That was their bread and butter. I thought on that 2nd and 5 play they were going to run, but they elected to throw it.
Yeah, it's funny, Zach. You know, prior to sending the unit out on that series, the conversation was, you know, should we, what we call, put our Buffalo defense out there, which is bigger linemen to also stop the run, or put our dime group out? We decided to put the dime group out because we felt like the two inside guys, Chris and TK, could take care of the run. Now, they spit that one out a little bit on the first one, but we just felt that the best thing to do is to not give up a big pass play, so we did go with dime personnel. It was huge that Chris knocked that ball down on 2nd and 5, and then I believe, I can't remember, Zach, if on the 3rd down, they didn't get to 3rd and 14 on that drive, did they?
Yeah, it was 2nd and 5, and then no, it was 3rd and 5. Jimmy G had an incomplete pass, and then they punted on 4th down. It was at 20-17.
Yeah, that was huge to get him to punt the ball there. Because, you know, listen, at that point, the clock's running, and all you want to do is get the ball back to Patrick Mahomes. And I think we did it two straight drives in a row. And, you know, our offense being what they are kind of got cranking, and it led to three scores. I think that was the 21 points that we scored in the fourth quarter.
And then the other thing, too, that I was a little bit surprised about, they take that home run shot. They just miss it on third and 10. This is when you guys are now up by four. And then on fourth and 10, that play clock actually hit zero, and they didn't call a timeout. And we know Clark made a heck of a play, but I was surprised they didn't call a timeout, Coach.
Yeah, it's funny. I did not have my eyeballs on the clock because I'm just got my eyes on the protection and what's going to happen up front and how we're going to cover it. But somebody mentioned that to me later. But I'm glad it worked out the way it did. I'm okay with how it worked out. I'll say that right now.
We're wrapping up with Steve Spagnuolo, the Super Bowl champion defensive coordinator for the Chiefs, also in a Super Bowl with the Giants as their DC as well. You were head coach with the Rams for 3 years. Do you have aspirations to be head coach once again?
Oh, certainly. Listen, that desire and passion never changes. But I will say this, Zach. I keep telling you this, and I feel this way. I'm a blessed man to have the job I have. If it's not in God's plans, I'm okay with that. But I've always kept preparing myself that way. It would be great if it happened, and if not, again, I'm very fortunate to be where I am.
What do you think you learned, you know, if you got that opportunity again? What do you think you learned from your time with the Rams, Steve Spagnuolo?
Well, there's a lot of things. I think we learn more through adversity than we do from success. And I, quite honestly, Zach, I've got a four-page document that I put together right after that happened to remind me of the things I needed to do better. I don't have it in front of me. I just know that it's really important to hire good people, let them do their job, and then get as many passionate football players as you can. Go to work, put your nose to the grindstone, and hope you can win enough games.
And last one for you. Hey, we give a lot of credit to a lot of players and coaches on this staff. Eric Bieniemy, someone we talk about head coaches. I think he'll be a head coach one day in this league. If another team was to call you, and I know all the jobs are filled right now for head coach, but if they were to ask you for an endorsement on Eric Bieniemy, what would you say?
Yeah, and listen, I'd give him a full endorsement. I've watched Eric operate. He's a leader of men. He's a smart football player. I'm not obviously involved in those meetings over there, but I watch how he works tirelessly. I mean, we're in there together. Great deal of respect for him, and I'm sure someday he'll get a shot.
So Andy celebrated by eating a cheeseburger. How did you celebrate?
Oh, what did I have? I don't know. I tell you what I did find out, Jackson. At the hotel afterwards, they had this dude called Pitbull. I didn't even know who he was. Everybody knew who Pitbull was.
You don't know who Pitbull is, Coach? Come
nah,
on.
How about that? That's pretty bad, isn't it?
Well, I guess it's not Springsteen or Bon Jovi, so that's why you may not know it.
Exactly. Different era from me, but we had fun. We really enjoyed it.
Well, hey, we are so happy for you. We always appreciate when you give us a few minutes. Thanks so much, and enjoy the offseason. We'll talk to you again soon.
You got it, Zach. Thanks for having me on. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.